Whoa, you went no contact with your family? Like, you don't talk to them at all? Nope, because they're toxic as fuck. Are you also the villain for walking away from your toxic family in order to preserve your peace? Welcome to the Character Outs podcast, where I am on a mission to normalize going no contact with toxic family. Welcome, all you terrible people. Let's talk about it.
Welcome back to the Character Outs podcast. My name is Terry. I am so happy you're here. And it is New Year's Eve. Yeah, because it is the 29th. And today is actually such a special day for the Character Outs podcast. So it was 1 year ago this evening that I was sitting on the couch with my family. And I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it. Fuck it. I picked up my phone and I created the Character Outs podcast Instagram page. At first, it was just Character Outs. And then I, of course, changed the name to Character Outs Podcast. But yeah, it's been 1 year since we've had a presence on Instagram. And gosh, it feels good. So, really celebration all around, getting ready to celebrate and ring in a new year and celebrating the anniversary of this podcast. So it's exciting. Didn't record an episode until my birthday, so that's technically the anniversary of the podcast, but still a special day because I just remember being so excited but also anxious and, thinking, gosh, maybe I really am the only one who has been through all of this shit. Maybe I really am the only one that has felt this way. And now I have so many of you that are like, nope, I feel that way too. Yep, I lived that too. So it's just such a beautiful community. And if you're not over there on Instagram, get over there and join the fun, and we can communicate and laugh amongst our tears because what else can you do, right? Okay, so on this episode, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. And you know what? Maybe you don't have to change anything. Maybe you just need to just keep doing what you're doing. We're going to talk about that today on the podcast. So here we go. Let's get started. All right, you guys, we all know that song, right? The Auld Lang Syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? So apparently, this is a rhetorical question saying, should you leave old acquaintance in the past? And I mean, listen, if they're good to you, take them into the new year. But here's our toxic family version of that song. Ready? Should toxic family be forgot and never brought to mind? Yes, toxic family should be forgot and never brought to mind. I want you to sing those lyrics as you're watching the ball drop, which I hope you're watching the ball drop no matter where you are. I mean, I'm a New Yorker, going to be watching that ball drop with you wherever you are. Okay, so we're gonna sing it together, you guys. Cannot wait. So, just me saying New Year's resolutions, do you instinctively just roll your eyes and you're like, oh, fuck's sake, New Year's resolutions? Like, I know I'm not going to keep it. I know I'm going to be done and over the New Year's resolution by February. Or are you like, yes, a fresh year, a fresh leaf? Does it feel exhilarating? Does it feel overwhelming for you? Whatever that feels like. Maybe it feels a little sad because maybe you didn't keep your New Year's resolution last year. I don't know. I just feel like we can really embrace and start fresh. I think there's something to be said about resetting, starting fresh, giving yourself some grace, and taking on something challenging. Maybe just staying committed to something that you've already committed to do, whatever that is. And you probably have that in various aspects of your life. But of course, this being the Character Outs podcast, we are going to talk about New Year's resolutions and how they pertain to our toxic family and to our no contact journey with them. All right, here we go. I'm not fucking around here today, kids. Here we go. New Year's resolution number one, we are no longer going to feel guilty that we walked away from our toxic family. Okay? We're going to do whatever it takes this year to let go of the guilt, let go of the fear of responsibility, the fear that we are letting people down, the fear that we are walking away from our family, the fear that, oh my gosh, something might happen, I'm responsible. You know, we're just going to live our best life, live our life in peace like we've been doing, create healthy relationships with our friends, with our spouse, with our partners, with our kids, and we're gonna stay on this road. We're not going to look back. We are not going to feel guilty no matter what anybody throws out, no matter what anybody's opinion that we get, right? We are not going to feel guilty because our toxic family does not feel guilty for throwing us away, treating us like shit. So why the fuck are we walking around feeling guilty, okay? So ask yourself that question. When the guilt taps on your shoulder at any point this year, we are going to finally let that go and not feel guilty. Number two, we're going to learn to lean into every emotion associated with going no contact, being no contact, staying no contact, whether it be sadness, whether we miss our family, whether we are really peaceful and enjoying that moment, whether we're anxious, whether we are happy and really content. Even if we're really content, going back to number one, sometimes that contentment and that peace can then lead us to guilt. So we're not going to do that because we're going to get rid of number one. And even if we feel the feeling of peace and joy and happiness, we are going to relish in that. We are going to remember that it is okay. It doesn't make us a bitch because we're happier without our toxic families. It doesn't. It doesn't make us horrible, evil, villainous people because we don't miss our mom or our dad or our siblings. You know, I mean, listen, they behaved so terribly. Of course we don't miss them. Now, I'm going to do another episode about how sometimes the feelings can come in because it all wasn't bad. Sometimes we can think of the good times and miss them and feel sad. I want you to embrace every emotion that hits you. It's all a part of our healing, and I want you to lean into it. I want you to feel it, and I want you to not feel bad about it, not feel bad about any emotion that you feel. And most importantly, I don't want you to be led by your emotions. So if you're feeling sad, I don't want you to feel like, oh, I have to fix this sadness by reconnecting, by reconciling with my toxic family. No, that is not what's going to make that sadness go away. Reaching back to your toxic family will only amplify and exacerbate that sadness. So we definitely don't want to do that. And just, I know for me, I'm really going to live in the moment this year, live in the emotions. I'm going to try to not stuff anything because whenever we stuff it, I mean, it always comes out to bite us anyway. So you and me, you and I, what's grammatically correct? I don't know. Usually a stickler for that. But anyway, you and I are going to this year, we're going to lean into every emotion and not be afraid of it. And I've said before on the podcast too, a lot of times we can really struggle with the emotion of empathy towards our toxic family. I know I struggled with that at the beginning because if we empathize with them, there is the fear that, oh my gosh, like if we feel sorry for them, that we may feel so sorry for them and that might lead us to reconciliation, but it doesn't. Forgiveness doesn't have to lead to reconciliation. Empathy doesn't lead to reconciliation. Feeling sorry for them, it only helps us in our peace, and it does not mean that we pick up the phone and call them. Okay? Okay? I wish I could hear you all saying okay. Okay. Number three, we are going to talk to ourselves like we are our best friend. We are not going to talk down to ourselves this year. We are going to encourage ourselves. We are going to have a positive, healthy talk with ourselves. You know, talking about grabbing hold of every emotion, I want you to grab hold of every thought because I know I still I'm replaying things that my narcissistic mother has said to me, that my toxic family has said to me, that my abusive alcoholic stepmom has said to me, that my asshole dad has said to me, that my disgusting brother has said to me. You know, did they say horrible things all the time? No, oh, they threw me a compliment here or there. I didn't remember that. Like, I can't remember that. What we replay in our heads is all the bad shit. I want us to grab hold of that bad comment that they said and get it out of here. Get it out. I don't remember who I was watching. It was someone on Instagram, and she talked about how when you have a thought in your head, picture it being like a leaf on a tree. And when you have that bad thought, picture the leaf and picture it floating down and falling into a river and floating away. And I really wish I could give credit where credit is due. I'll do it in the show notes because it's someone on Instagram. She's really famous and she may not have even coined this coping mechanism, but I need to give her credit. Anyways, and I know sometimes, and she was saying too, you know, we look up at the tree and we're like, well, fuck, there's so many fucking leaves still on the tree. Well, you know what, friends? One fucking thought at a time. One thought at a time. And I think it's really cathartic and helpful when we just picture the leaf, picture it leaving and floating down the river and sending it to our toxic families as a little letter. Here you go. You can have that back. You can have back all the bad shit that you said about me, all the insults, all the ways that you said I was going to fail, all the ways that you said that I was horrible in every aspect. And we're just going to let that go and let it float down the river. But first thing, we need to grab hold of it and be really, really conscious this year of our thought processes, of what we're saying to ourselves, of our self-talk to each other, to ourselves. My daughter and I say all the time, you know, we would never speak to our best friend the way we speak to ourselves. You know, if we have a bad day, if we fail, I know what goes through my head is, oh, you fucking suck. Like, there you go. You failed it. You failed your kids. You failed your husband. You did it. Like, good job. Real good job. You know, and I just totally berate myself. So we need to grab hold of that because sometimes we do it and don't even realize that we're doing it. Okay, number four, we are not going to entertain conversations with anyone where we feel like we are in a defensive posture because of our choice of going no contact with our toxic family. And, you know, this can trickle down into every other aspect of our life because sometimes well-meaning well-wishers think, oh, you know, you don't have a family. Let's say it's an older friend or whatever. And she thinks that, you know, well, you don't have a mom and you don't have a dad. So, oh, well, you must want me here now giving you advice. No. Bitch, if I don't ask for your fucking advice, I don't want it. Okay? And there are people still in my life who give me advice and drip on me when I don't fucking want it. I'm good, all right? If I want your advice, and there are certain people in my life where I will say, hey, what should I do in this situation? Hey, can you help me? Because here's the thing, when we have been raised in a toxic family, when we've had a controlling, narcissistic mother, when we've had an asshole fucking father, when we've had the golden child sibling who can do no wrong, we have been on the defensive our entire lives. We have been backed into our corner defending ourselves our entire lives. And so our instincts is to go to that defensive posture. We're not going to be defensive about it. We're just not going to entertain it. And that's okay. I think the other thing too, on that same note of coming from a toxic family, you know, we were never allowed to say no. We were never allowed to say, hey, I don't agree with that. We were never allowed to give our opinions regarding that situation. We were told what to do, told what to think, told what to say, told when and where to go, how to behave, what to wear. We were told what to do. So now that we stand in this space of freedom and independence and we're free of those toxic influences of our family, when we feel it from maybe even a well-meaning friend, you know, our tendency is to respond with, we get scared. I mean, and we feel the need to explain ourselves. My friend, you don't have to explain yourself to anybody, nobody. You don't have to have a conversation with anyone about anything that makes you uncomfortable. And it doesn't have to be a fight. You can just say, yeah, thank you, but not interested in talking about this. Or that sounds like great advice. If I need it next time, I'll be sure to ask you. And that sends the very strong, clear message that you just gave me unsolicited advice, basically, and I don't want it. So shut the fuck up, okay? Now, maybe it can be shut down with silence. Just ignore it. You know, if it comes via a text or a phone call, try ignoring it first. And then if they don't get the hint, then you can respond boldly, but in love, speaking your truth. There's nothing wrong with that. And so many times we are still so uncomfortable in that area of speaking our truth because it feels so weird to stand on our own feet, to stand on our own beliefs and know who we are. And, you know, we tend to go into this, you know, defensive, childlike posture. No, changing the way that you even respond to questions that people ask you. If it's making your heart race, if it's making you uncomfortable, you need to protect yourself because nobody else is going to protect yourself. And they may just be being a nosy Nelly. They may be just thinking you need advice. And like I said, some of them may be well-meaning. But feel free to exit any conversation that's not suiting you. It's okay. And I'm going to be right there with you. It's a slow lesson that we really need to embrace. Number 5, we are going to lean into self-care because it is not selfish. I don't care what our narcissistic fucking mothers told us our entire lives. Okay, raise your fucking hand if you were told, you're lazy, get up, do something with yourself, make yourself useful, find something to do. I mean, I wasn't even ever allowed to sleep in. I had to be doing, making myself useful. And that is carried over into adulthood. And even just the way I plan my life, I'm like, okay, well, I can sit down and fold laundry and maybe turn on a show while I fold laundry, but only after the dishes are done and I have dinner prepped and the groceries are done and blah, 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 blah. You know, we make these standards for ourselves because only standards were given to us and we had to conform to them. We had to obey them and we carry them over into adulthood. And sometimes in life, it's like, you know what? I am a fucking grown-up. If I want to leave the dishes in the goddamn sink and I want to have cookies for dinner, guess what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. And so we need to lean into self-care. It's not selfish at all. If you want to go upstairs and take time for yourself, even if you're a mom or a dad, that's okay. It doesn't make you a bad mom. I remember even my fucking mother would say that I was a bad mom because I was dating. Like after I divorced my ex-husband and I was dating again, she would call me a bad mom. Ugh, how, you're not putting the kids first. What? First of all, my kids are priority, but there's something so fucked up about the narcissist that says, oh, put your kids first. Why does anyone have to be number one? You know, I never asked to be number one in my mom's life. I never wanted to be number one in my mom's life. It felt like a huge responsibility and I didn't like it. And I didn't feel like I could ever leave her because she had put me first. I was her best friend. She put me first. She didn't even get married. Probably blames me for that too. But when we make our children priority, make them feel important, make sure their needs are met, that way of describing it, it leaves it open to, guess what? You can also meet the needs of yourself. You can meet the needs of your partner, of your spouse, of your friends, that there's more of you to go around, but not unless you've filled your own cup. And I always look at it like this, like I get just, and especially the older I get a little bit of energy every day poured into my little cup. And if I am pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring and giving it to everybody else, I'm going to be empty. And eventually, I mean, I'm going to run out of steam. I'm going to fall flat and I'm going to crash. To avoid the crash, it's okay if you do self-care. I don't know what that looks like for you. For me, I take Mondays and I just make sure I have everything in order. I stay home. I don't make any plans on Monday. If any of you who know me that. If you say you want to get together on Monday, absolutely not. I am home. I am getting everything in order for the week. And it feels good to say no. You're going to have to say no to people in order to have self-care. And don't feel guilty about it. It doesn't make you a bitch and it doesn't make you a selfish hag, okay? I promise you, I'm right there with you. Number 6, I want you to lean into what you like and what you don't like, apart from the conformity and influence of your toxic family or your narcissistic mother. So this is a huge one for me that I feel like I've really, I don't know, I've kind of felt like a little flower that I've been watering and watering slowly over the years. And it's my eyes really opened. For those of you who know my story, my eyes really, really opened when my mother kicked me out of the house 10 years ago, and me and my kids 10 years ago, right? My eyes really, really opened up, and I really started to embrace sides of me that I wasn't allowed to express when I was in my toxic family, around my brother, around my mom. And it was things like, I don't know, cursing or dressing a certain way. My mom would shame me or my outfits and say I looked like a slut or I looked like a thug. Stop dressing like a thug or put something different on, you know, more acceptable. And or even manners, you know, not having the right manners. And I mean, the list could go on and on. So what happens is all of a sudden we become this version of ourselves that is appropriate because we know our toxic family is going to accept that version. But while we do that, we're completely suppressing our true self, the true version of ourself. So now that we are toxic family free, now that we are not under the guise of our narcissistic mother, we don't have her voice in our life anymore. I want you to sit quietly with yourself and ask yourself, what kind of music do you like? What kind of food do you like? What kind of, I don't know, clothes do you like wearing? I don't know, maybe it's an epiphany for you. Maybe you like another gender. I mean, just gonna throw it out there. Maybe you're like, huh, maybe I like girls. Maybe I like guys. I don't know. You know, maybe we were so suppressed by our narcissistic mother. It's so deep in our soul that we literally were fearful of being our true selves. And those days are gone. So I want you to sit with yourself. I want you to think about what you really like. And then I want you to start expressing that to the world, whatever that looks like. And it's going to feel a little funny at first because you're going to look over your shoulder, or you're still going to have your narcissistic mother's voice in your head telling you you're a thug or a slut or a whore or a failure, whatever it is. Nope, we're not going to do that anymore. So I'm excited. Maybe next year, on our podcast for January, I can get feedback from all of you on ways in which you have embraced your authentic self this year, no matter what it looks like. I don't know, maybe your mom hated cat. I know this is kind of funny, but so she kicked us out of the house. We lived with my boyfriend at the time for, oh God, I guess it was about a year and a half. And then I moved back into the house that I actually owned with my ex-husband, with my kids, broke up with the boyfriend. What I did immediately was I got a cat because she is deathly allergic to cats. And I never had a cat growing up. And I also knew it was like my little, like, not voodoo protection, but like my protection that like she can't come in my house because if she comes in my house, then she'll die from... from cat allergies. So terrible. But listen, I'm telling you, this was my thought process. I'm like, I'm getting a fucking cat. Maybe for you, it's getting a cat because you never were allowed to have a cat before. I don't know. Joining a club, taking up music, dancing, whatever it is, you guys, sit down and think about who you want to be this year. Because you don't have your toxic families anymore. And your life is your life. And it's such a powerful place to stand. So that's it. Let's review. Number one, we are no longer going to feel guilty that we walked away from our toxic family. Number two, we are going to lean into every emotion associated with going no contact, being no contact, and staying no contact. Number three, we are going to talk to ourselves like we would our best friends. Number four, we are not going to entertain conversations with anyone that makes us feel like we are in a defensive posture because of our choice of going no contact with our toxic family. Number five, we are going to lean into self-care because it is not selfish. And number six, we are going to lean into our authentic selves, whatever that looks like. And that, might be the scariest one on the list, because this no contact journey is about letting go of the past, letting go of our toxic family, rebuilding, rewiring, recreating the life that we want. What does it look like, friend? That's it. I hope wherever you are on New Year's Eve, if you're alone, if you are with your dog, with your cat, with your friends, wherever you are this New Year's Eve, I want you to sit in those moments as the clock counts down, and I want you to know that you are powerful and brave. You are not weak for entering this new year without your toxic family. You are a badass, and I want you to keep fucking walking. Happy New Year, you guys. I will see you on, let me flip the calendar. What day is it? Oh, Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm interviewing, she's so fabulous. Her name is Laura, by the way, and you're gonna love the interview. So stay tuned for that. Join us over on the Instagram community, Character Outs Podcast. And again, if you're struggling, if you just want to vent, if you want to be on the podcast to share your story, if you want to write your story and have me read your letter on the podcast, reach out to me at characteroutspodcast@gmail.com. I promise you I see every single email and I will get back to you. Thank you for this year. Thank you for everything you have done for me, for the validation and the healing that you have given me. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your trust in me as you follow me on Instagram. Thank you. Just wanted to take the time to thank you. And I wish you the happiest, happiest new year. Cheers till next year, friends.